then we start to layer on that actually, if we're looking for particular retail products in supermarkets or those kind of environments, you start to get to weather starts to have an impact on your shopping behavior, school holidays, a whole set of things which are starting to build an ecosystem, start to have an impact, not just on your supply chain, but on whether you will have the right volumes there at the right time. So when we talk about predictive analytics, it might be helpful just to start thinking about some of the experiences you go through and some of the complexity which sits behind that in terms of getting the right outcome at the right time. So when we start to see a product on the shelf, there's obviously a whole set of dynamics and a whole set of data and things which cause us to think. So the predictive analytics piece is whether we can start to understand what happened, why did it happen, and how we can spot things in the environment, how we can put sensors and triggers in which give us information which allow us to then predict and respond real time. What we're now moving to is a world where we are getting real-time sensor information to build into those patterns. So now imagine yourself to be an Australian farmer. This may be a different stretch for some of you, but you're in the Australian farming fields, and you are running your crop from a mobile phone. You're running your plantation from a mobile phone, which has got sensors in the ground telling you the amount of water which is in the soil, and you're triangulating that with the weather that's coming forecast, and you're measuring the irrigation piece. And what you're doing is creating an ecosystem. And why does this matter? This matters because real time, if you know the saturation of the water, if you get too much, the nutrients wash away, the crop yield goes down. If you get too little, the crop starves and doesn't get enough nutrients. Why does this real matter? Because real time, your Australian farmer and farmers around the world and other industries can make intelligent, sensible decisions based on historic patterns of what's likely to appear, but then with real-time sensors, context-rich, starting to be able to make informed decisions. I use these as examples, whether you're talking about the retail example, whether you're talking about the farming example, to layer the ground of what we're really starting to talk about, the possibility of using data to drive outcomes and better outcomes.